discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 68. Bonjour à tous. I hope you are going really well. And today in this episode, I wanted to continue what I started in episode 64, which were some French expressions with names of body parts in it. And these expressions are popular French expressions, so there's no problem using them in everyday life conversation if you can try to and manage to fit them in. Today we're going to find out, maybe we can guess, for example, what having ants in your legs mean. So it's an excellent way of enriching your vocabulary and to get a fun insight into French culture and see what images we use in the French expressions. And when I can, because I've done a bit of research, it's not always easy to find the answer, but I will give you the origin of these expressions as well. So we'll start with expressions with the body part that is the heart, donc le cœur. Avoir un cœur de pierre is to have a heart of stone. So to be very cold heart is to have no feeling and no empathy for other people. Avoir un cœur de pierre. You can find all these expressions written in the show notes if you need. In the other way, avoir le cœur sur la main. So if you have the heart on your hand, that means like try to reach out to someone, like giving them your hand. That means that you are a big-hearted, a generous person. You have the heart on your hand. A hand. Avoir le cœur sur la main. Talking about main, so the hands, what if you have two left hands? Avoir deux mains gauches. I would go a long way with two left hands because I'm left-handed, but most people are right-handed, and in the past, children were forced to use their right hand because the left one is considered like a bad hand for some reason. So if you have two left hands, that means you are very clumsy. Yes, because you haven't learned to use your left hand properly. Donc, avoir deux mains gauches, to be very clumsy. Now, a very, very popular one. Avoir un poil dans la main. So if you have a hair in your hand, so in the palm of your hand, it prevents you, we consider that it would like prevent you from moving or doing things normally. So it's just an excuse to be very lazy. Avoir un poil dans la main is to be very lazy. Donner un coup de main. Or donner un coup de pouce. So donner un coup de main is to give a hand, so to help. We also have the same thing with donner un coup de pouce. Le pouce is only a part of the hand, is actually the thumb. Donner un coup de pouce. The thumb, manger sur le pouce. So if you eat on the thumb, and if you have any idea of how we can explain this expression, because I have no idea. Manger sur le pouce means to eat on the fly. So very quickly, without like taking the time to sit down, you just swallow a sandwich. Se tourner les pouces. Se tourner les pouces. So to turn one thumb. Well, try to do it. Join your hands together and then roll your thumbs. What are you doing? Well, you don't do anything. Like, your hands are even too busy to do anything. Se tourner les pouces, c'est to be a bit bored, not to do anything. For example, viens nous aider au lieu de te tourner les pouces. So, come and help us instead of, like, doing nothing. So apparently the origin of this expression is from the dates back from the 17th century. The expression was les pouces à la ceinture. So if you had the thumbs tucked under your belt, it meant that you were very idle and inactive. And then it became tourner ses pouces, so to turn one's thumbs, and then se tourner les pouces, the reflexive form of the verb appeared towards the end of the 19th century. Faire des pieds et des mains, so to do feet and hands, is to move heaven and earth. So a totally different image. But we would imagine, like, if you move everywhere to try to move heaven and earth, your feet and your hands would be very, very active. I go back to the word cœur, par cœur. Donc, connaître or savoir quelque chose par cœur. It's to know something by heart, so very, very well. And we also have an equivalent, which is connaître or savoir quelque chose sur le bout des doigts, to the tip of the fingers. That means to every length and extremity. So really by heart, in and out. So that expression, savoir quelque chose sur le bout des doigts, may come from the way in which the young kids learn to read, because they follow each word, you know, they follow with their finger, at the tip of their fingers. Some other people think that this expression would come from the Latin expression ad unguem, that is to the tip of the nails, in reference to the people who were the sculptors on the marble when they were polishing their sculpture. So, not too clear. I personally like the one about the children learning to read and having the words at the tip of their fingers. Avoir le bras long. So to have a long arm. If you have a long arm, you'll be able to reach out more easily. Avoir le bras long is to be very influential, to pull strings or to be well connected. So it gives you a type of a kind of power to have a long arm. Not having 36 arms. So, ne pas avoir 36 bras. My mom may have used it probably, or is, because it's just very, very, very common when you say, hey, attends, je n'ai pas 36 bras. So, wait a minute, I don't have 36 arms. It means I can't do everything at the same time. Like, just wait, please. I'm really busy. Un bras cassé. So a broken arm, well, that can mean what that means, literally. But when you tell someone, or when you say about someone that they are un bras cassé, which is a bit insulting, it means a person that's good for nothing, really. Yeah, so this expression comes from, the expression has evolved from the mispronunciation of brancassi. So that was not bracassé originally, that was brancassi, which is a fictional character from Corsica, who is the stereotype, the really the cliché of a person who is good for nothing and very lazy. Brancassi. Être le bras droit de quelqu'un. So to be somebody's right hand, so somebody's advisor, the right hand man. Similar image, but I thought it could be a useful expression for you to have as well. Prendre ses jambes à son cou. All right, so if you take your legs up to your neck, that means to run for one's life. Prendre ses jambes à son cou. So having your legs around your neck is probably not the best way to get you moving very quickly. But yeah, actually, if you think of cartoons, you know, like it's very like cartoonesque. How the people, when they try to run really, really fast, you can see their legs like spins like wheels, and they can go really, really high to give them more power to run. So probably from there. Donc, avoir les fourmis dans les jambes, avoir des fourmis dans les jambes. That's what I was saying in the introduction. What does to have ants in one's legs mean? It's to have pins and needles in the leg. So we use not a sharp object, but the feeling that ants are crawling along you. Donc avoir les fourmis dans les jambes, or it can be dans la main or dans le bras. If you have pins and needles somewhere else, of course you need to adapt the expression. Faire du pied à quelqu'un. Faire du pied is to play footy with someone. So like under the table, you touch the person's foot, try to seduce them a bit. It can also mean to get yourself noticed or to attract attention. And last expression for today, avoir l'estomac dans les talons. So that would be a very bad place to have your stomach if it's gone in your heels. It means to be famished, to be absolutely starving. Donc, j'ai l'estomac dans les talons. J'ai très faim. I'm very hungry. Now, thanks for listening. If you have time, please take 30 seconds extra to drop into the podcast app on your phone and leave a review. So I read every single one of them, and it will really help me reach a larger audience of people like yourself who are passionate about learning French. So yes, leave a review, that would be really appreciated. And I will read one from time to time as well. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.